Qigong. So Qigong is an ancient energy and movement practice out of China and also practiced in other Asian countries and now Western countries. So there's lots of different lineages and traditions. We won't get into all that this retreat. The intention this retreat is to invite this beautiful vehicle for awakening to be more connected and attuned with energy, and part of that is movement. So basic Qigong principles, we operate in our range of motion. Less is more. We're not ever doing anything with our body that brings us into pain. So it's a gentle movement awareness energy practice, the way I'm going to share it. And I'm sharing it inspired from the teachings from Tija Bell, who is one of the main Qigong teachers at Spirit Rock and a good friend and colleague of mine. So I've been practicing in his tradition for quite some years now at a beginner's level. I call myself a long-term beginner in Qigong. Okay. So I'm not actually a Qigong teacher. Tija has blessed me to share simple Qigong and really encourages me to do so, which is helpful, you know, to be able to have that relationship with him and be discussing these practices as I practice and as I share them. So that's the intention. And what we'll be doing in this retreat is a Qigong flow that I made up out of some of the practices. I call it Heart Practice Qigong. So we'll do a practice that's loving kindness, compassion, joy, equanimity. And we're going to start with Wu Qi. Wu Qi is the Chinese for standing meditation. So the feet are hip width apart and parallel. And we're inviting the attention to drop into the feet, spreading the feet slightly, dropping attention into the earth. The knees are soft, not locked. Hips are open. Bottom of the tailbone drops down, so it's like there's a plumb line running from your tailbone, the bottom of it, down into the earth. And that line runs up the spine, out the back of the top of the head, and the back of the top of the head lifts. Soft, open, eyes open, gaze. Tongue rests on the roof of the mouth. The palms of our hands are actually facing the wall behind us, so they're not facing our sides. They're facing the wall behind us. And there's a little space in the armpit. And then there's the breath. Deep, full abdominal breathing so that you can hear yourself breathe. So that there's space to breathe with whatever you're breathing with right now. So, first practice for loving kindness, radiant body breathing. So, we're inhaling the arms up, palms up at shoulder height, gathering loving kindness, and exhaling, showering it down the two side channels all over ourselves. Breathing in and gathering that kindness. Breathing out, showering it through this body. And then we're pausing at the bottom. Bringing the hands in front of the hara. The hara center is just below the belly button. So we're putting the hands in front. Inhaling up the center channel. And exhaling that loving kindness in all directions, filling your whole space. Drawing it up from the earth on the inhale, up the center channel, and expanding on the exhale. And resting. Standing meditation. Compassion, three centers breathing. Three centers are the hara, the heart, and the head. Again, if you're new to the hara energy center, if you put your pointer finger on your belly button, where your pinky finger is, and deep inside, just in front of the spine, is an energy power center. It's an area where chi or energy can collect and be held like a battery. That it's available when we're in sickness or in health, exhausted or energized. There's available energy here, right? So three centers breathing is a clearing practice, which is compassionate. We're putting the hands in front of the heart center, just in front, and then opening, inhaling in, rocking forward a little, exhaling, bringing the hands closed again, rocking back towards the heels. And so this pulse starts to get going. So we're opening and closing. We're clearing the space of the hara, the abdomen, with intention and attention. Okay, and then hara center to move the hands up to the heart center. We're breathing in, opening the arms, rocking forward, exhaling, closing the arms, settling back towards the heels. Clearing the space of the heart, the back body behind the heart, of anything that isn't needed. Intention and attention. And if it kind of just feels like you're flapping your arms around, it really helps this gentle rocking. We open and rock forward, feel the expansion. Close the arms, settle towards the heels, ground, and we get a pulse going. Heart to head center. Breathing in, opening up the hands on either side of the head, exhaling, bringing them together, settling towards the heels, soft gaze, clearing the space within the head, around the head. And then on the exhale, we're going to float the hands down like they're floating through imaginary water. Rest. We always do less repetitions at the head center and more at the hara. We don't want to bring too much energy up to the head. And I often bring this one in at the beginning of retreats. If you feel like you have too much energy in your head, especially in the metaphorical form of lots of stories, lots of thoughts, you can, of course, note those thoughts, have some compassion. Here's a somatic practice to start to unwind and disperse too much thinking. It takes a lot of repetition, obviously, but it's fun, okay? So you just bring your hands kind of up from behind your head and whoosh them out on either side of the head. So it's a whoosh, whooshing out extra thoughts. You can bend the knees when you do it. Twice more. And then if you need to shake out a little more, feel free. Shake out all the blocked energy. All right. So then we got joy. Joy is dragon's pearl. So the left hand goes in front of the hara, palm up, just in front of the body, the heart. The right hand goes in front of the heart, just in front of the body. So this is our pearl, pearl of energy. So you might want to, you know, pulse it a little, bring your hands a little closer or back and forth and just see what you feel. You know, maybe you feel tingling in the palms of the hands or space or warmth. Nothing. Okay, this is our energy pearl, and we are the dragon. Okay, so I'm gonna move this pearl to the right, flip the hands over, and move it to the left, and keep going, maintaining the integrity of this ball of chi between the hands and the grounding through the feet. So this is joy practice. It's play. Have fun. How would you do this if you weren't trying to do it right? Invite your dragon body to open a little bit more. Float the hands in front of the body and let them float down through the imaginary water again. And we rest, feeling the palms of the hands and the soles of the feet open, releasing, resting. Equanimity practice, balancing heaven and earth. So I always think, oh, if we can balance heaven and earth, well, we know equanimity. So we're inhaling the arms up into the embrace posture. Okay, so it's the hug in front of us. So the elbows are soft, the shoulders are soft. The elbows are below the shoulders. The palms of the hands are smiling at the third eye area in the forehead. So they're tilted up a little bit. Then we settle back into the heels. Ground. Root. Earth. So this is the great embrace of caring, of equanimity. Not indifferent. And then we bring these hands towards the space of heart in the center of the chest, and you choose. One hand moves up towards the heavens, one hand presses down towards the earth. The palm that is moving up into the air, that toe points. The palm that is pushing down, that knee bends. Okay? Balancing heaven and earth. So equanimity is not passive. If this feels passive, engage the palms of the hands a little bit more. And then we flow back through the embrace posture each time that we pendulate from side to side, this moment of care in the posture. And then the other side. One hand goes up, one hand goes down. Balancing heaven and earth. And so you can just move through these sides at your own pace. Next time you come into embrace, feel free to linger. Breathing in and out in this great space of heart that can embrace the joys and sorrows of this world. Grounded, spacious. And then we invite the hands to float down again. Resting. And then we place the hands on the heart center, the Dantian. And we're breathing in and out. Through the space of Hara, each breath like a silk cloth, gently gliding over the pearl that sits in the seat of the hara. Soft breath. And by the light of awareness, the pearl in the hara begins to shine, radiating out in all directions, this metta for all beings. Thank you for your presence in movement.